The board meeting, everybody that is here, it sounds like almost everyone's here, which is kind of nice. So it's good to see everyone. I can see almost all of you moving and some of you are suspiciously still, but I'm pretty sure you're still there. So I've never, ever just put up a picture. It's never happened. I'm going to call the meeting to order. So at this point, I think it's best if everybody goes through and identifies themselves. However, since we're online, it might be easier if I just read everybody off in order on my screen so that I don't get confused. Does that work?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm Josh Johnson. Currently, I'm the chair. And in order on my screen, we have Marie Hyatt, Marilee Cannon. And if I get your name wrong, you have to correct me. Marguerite, it's Maurer, right? Okay. Martha, now see, this is why I have to do this. let's see, Kirillidou. Nice. Kara Rothman, Amanda Rock, Lisa Nelson, Gabrielle Barker, Rachel Linehan, Marissa Bischoff, Sam Dutton, Stephen Wynn, Diane Wanamaker, Daniel Mockley, Megan Mullins, and that's everyone I have on my screen. Am I missing someone? Okay. Excellent. At this point, I'll call to order and we can start. Oh, and we have Davina Southoff now. Soon. So at this point, we have meeting minutes to approve. Can I entertain a motion or questions? I got to have one or the other, though.
I make a motion to approve the minutes. I don't have any concerns with what I read. Mrs. Marguerite.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor? Favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Since we're online, it's easier that way. I don't see anyone, even with some of the delays, so we should be good. Okay, looks like the next item of business is proposed changes to library standards for 2026 recertification review. I assume some of that's going to get presented.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that. So everyone should have received the agenda with the proposed changes linked. I don't think I need to read them word for word, but I can talk a little bit about the justification. So standard 11, we wanted to change the wording, and you can see that it's been highlighted in yellow. Basically, we're looking for more flexibility to work with staff to find the best fit. For example, when there's a library director that's been working in libraries for decades, they've been managing for years, they have just a lot of library experience, and they even have an advanced degree like an MBA. And since the organization is very, very large, they have multiple assistant directors, and there's just a lot of layers of leadership. So that looks really different than smaller libraries where there might not be any layer or maybe one layer. So the new language will help us open a conversation with new library directors that so we can find out a way to best support them in a way that makes sense. So there's this gray area between, you know, MLS and no MLS, and there's space in between that. And so we want to be able to find the right fit for these library directors that are coming to us that have all this experience to find the right fit for Uplift. Are there any questions? Okay, I'll just keep moving on then. So then standard 12 kind of had two parts to it. The first one is like a very minor change where we're just saying that instead of putting in a link into our standards document every year, we were hoping just to have the same link over and over, but just the way that Niche Academy works, which is where we house this training for library staff, we just can't put in the same link every year. It needs to be different. And so we just want to just say in those standards that we're just going to let everyone know of the new link every year, and we'll just put it on our listservs. We can bring it to our virtual director meetings and make sure the word gets out. Any questions about that? Okay. So then there's the second part of Standard 12. And so this was required training hours, and it was based on the size of the population and FTE. And we are proposing that we just look at FTE, and we're saying that, you know, instead of looking at the population of less than 5,000 and less than one FTE, we just say if you're a part-time library director, the minimum is 20 hours. And if you're a full-time, the minimum is 40 hours. And then there's a minimum for full-time staff, 12 hours, and then just really strongly encouraged for part-time staff. We think this will just kind of simplify it. That was the hope. The hope was to simplify it. Question, Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, looking at that, not the part-time, but on the full-time staff, I read it as a recommendation, but it's not a minimum standard. It's just, we strongly encourage that your full-time staff should also be trained a minimum. So it's not required, right?
No. Yeah. Are you proposing that we make it required?
Just wondering if that's what you intended, because it's a recommendation just like the other one.
God, I probably just didn't make that exact note. I believe that there was a reason for that. I think that it's because just the levels of the staff vary throughout the state. And, you know, you might have a full-time staff that, you know, rarely interacts with the public, or, you know, they've been doing it for 20 years. I don't know. There's just this huge, huge range. And I think that was kind of why it was a recommended. But if this board feels like that's not strong enough, we can definitely make it recommended.
Are we stating that everyone should receive 12 hours, or it's a combination? We're doing away with combination hours, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're just saying just full-time staff, or sorry, it sounds like the directors, no question there. So let me pull up the exact wording for... It is recommended and strongly encouraged that full-time library staff receive a minimum of 12 hours of training, professional development annually. So we're saying, you know, about an hour a month. It's strongly recommended you have 1 hour a month of training. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm just, okay. Just wondering if you wanted to be a recommendation or a minimum.
We can change it if needed. Are there any other, does anyone else want to weigh in on that?
So this is the first year that we have recertified. How does this compare to before? I mean, I looked at I know it's struck from the what's proposed to be replaced, but practically speaking, how does this change things?
So before, it was just like a percentage, you know, like the library staff needed to complete, you know, there was 100 hours required from the library, and a certain percentage, maybe 20 or 30, needed to be completed by someone else besides the library director.
Okay.
So there was, it's really similar in where it wasn't really required for every single staff person to have this. So in that way, it's really similar.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. In a practical sense for mine, I only have two full-time staff that are branch managers, and they usually go to conference with me. So, I mean, that would satisfy it, but that's not always the case with everybody. So,
right. Any other questions or comments? Okay. So, go ahead, Josh.
No, please.
Okay. I was just going to say, from what I'm hearing, I'm not hearing like a strong push to make it required. So I could leave it as is.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. So recommended, I guess.
Yeah. And then you had number 18, right?
15 and then 18.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So standard 15, we're specifically looking at evening and weekend hours. there doesn't seem to be any kind of issue or pain point for minimum, for the minimum hours. In fact, libraries, that it's just not an issue. But we are, and we have had actually for years, pain point with evening and weekend hours, and it's usually coming from areas of rapid growth. And recently we've been hearing that library directors are speaking with their local officials, and the local officials are asking questions. Why are you open so late when the gate count is so low, when your visitors are so low? And they're also getting the same, a really similar question from their community and saying, how come you're not open in the morning? So they're opening late, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, so that they can stay open till 6, 7, 8 o'clock, but the gate count or the visits just really aren't kind of supporting having a building open for that long in the evening. And another thing that I want to point out, that I believe this standard was originally drafted about 20, 25 years ago. So way before Libby Online Library, before all that took off. And I realize that not everyone has access, but as time goes on, more and more access is available online. And I think that there is slightly less strong need to